Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Welcome to the program. It's 4:04. Thank you, Crash Course for the Ravers, Brian and Marie. And it's great to be back. It's Vin Magazzini, it's Acoustic Sailing, and the show will begin in just a moment. If you want to hear anything at all, just call me at 855-915-9636. We'll have a lot of music. We'll be featuring the music of Jimbo Mathis. We'll be having lots of fun, so make sure you stick around. And the show will begin in just about a minute. But before we start the show, all I can say is it is WMFO in Medford.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO. This is Acoustic Sailing. I start off with acoustic music and I go into everything above and beyond the acoustics sailing. And so let's crash on through pretty soon. But first, a little bit of Drake. Headed your way. This is Drake, folks.
sitting on a suicide seat.
Any port in the storm, looking for a safe haven. Sails are battered and torn, and then any port in the storm. It's been a hero journey, seas an unforgiving place. My head barely above water, I'll be gone without a trace. Without a trace. Without a trace, a friendly harbor, glimmer of land or light. Won't you guide me in, baby? If only for the night. For the for the sun to break the day, gather my things and set sailing, and I'll be on my merry way, on my way. Looking for shelter, any part in the storm.
Right there was the Cast Irons, and I'll be having an interview with the Cast Irons very, very soon. Bob will be calling in, and I hope you can stick around for that. But right now, it's time to smash through the acoustic ceiling. And what better way than with this one? Check this out. Enjoy. This is WMFO in Medford.
Come on, y'all.
Come on, y'all. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah.
Amalgamate right there. Five Iron Frenzy giving us some hopping reggae. We started the show off with Nick Drake. We heard Pink Moon off his record Pink Moon. We heard the Cast Irons with Any Port in a Storm from the Broken Hearts Club. Jimbo Mathis gave us good old Gringo Man. He's coming after you from Band of Storms. And like I just said, that was Five Iron Frenzy with Amalgamate from Upbeats and Beatdowns. At the end of the program, I'll have a rundown of all the different tracks that you have heard. And right now, right back into the music. This is the Cast Irons, another track from them. I'm waiting on a phone call from one of the members of the band, Bob from the Cast Irons. It's 855-915-9636. Give me a call and I'll put you on the air. Oh, right there, the Cast Irons. This is Vin Magazzini. That was a song called Endless Dream. And I'm going to bring it down a little bit on the quiet side, but I hope you'll like this one. This is a really sweet song. Check this out. And Bob, call me. He's the Cast Irons guy, and he's going to be calling soon. But check this one out in the meantime. Guess that's not a woman. That was George Michael with Songs from the Last Century. What a talented man George Michael was. I mean, I didn't give a hoot about him when I probably should have. He was something else, and too bad drugs effed him up and he died, and he should still be with us. It really, really kind of gets under my skin, but let's carry on right now. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm hoping to talk to the Cast Irons in the very near future. 855-915-9636. There's a story about Suzanne Vega and the ghost of Hank Williams meeting up and making music together. And this is what it sounded like. I got a bootleg of it. Check this out. I think you'll enjoy it quite a bit. And here it is. It's a little rough.
I'll have a new body.
It's a little rough bootleg, but it's great stuff. Check it out. Hank Williams and Suzanne Vega.
On that great judgment morning, when all dead in Christ will rise, I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. Won't it be so bright and fair when we meet our loved ones after? I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life.
There's a new dance that's going around. When the hits start flying, the horses are on the track.
WMFO Medford.
I'm a little unsettled, a little tongue-tied. There's a cold wind blowing through the night. Break the conversation, mirror doesn't lie. Take a drink and it will be alright. I'm a little unsettled. I'm a little unsettled. I'm a little dark room with no light. Not gonna fall down without a fight. We breathe the same air and we look alive. The moon declares us in a dark night.
I'm a
mister. Take a big deep breath. There's a whole lot of life you'll be missing. You're gonna dig and crawl through this emptiness and find yourself, find yourself.
Okay, on the phone with me, I have Robert French, better known as Bob French, from the Cast Irons. How you doing, Bob?
Good. How are you, Vin?
Excellent. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Thank you.
All right. The line is 855-915-9636 if anyone wants to call in and talk to Bob from the Cast Irons. Bob, tell us where you're playing out, please.
Our next gig is at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain on the 7th.
Have you played there?
It's a matinee show.
Mm-hmm.
We have not played there before. It's a matinee show. I think we're gonna go on at 7 in the evening, 6, 7 in the evening. And so it's a late afternoon show, early evening show. Should, you know, hopefully the weather will be nice and doors will be open and the windows will be open and we can reach a lot more people.
Excellent, excellent. So, tell us about the band. What do you do in the band?
I play bass. I do a little bit of writing. I play guitar, not in the band, but I play guitar, other than bass. And I play a little mandolin from time to time, and a little upright bass from time to time. And we all kind of work together as a collectively to write music and write tunes together. And that's kind of what happens.
Very nice. Have you been around for quite a while?
We started playing together probably 2010, 2011. And we were originally put together by a friend of the band, Mark Friedman, who was actually the original bass player. And he decided that it wasn't something they could do anymore. So I took over those responsibilities. And then in 2015 we added Brian Fernald.
Excellent.
That's 2016, I'm sorry. We added Brian Fernald as a second guitar player. And Neil and Eric had played with Brian in a different band many years ago, early 2000s. And and they knew him very well, and he came over, he tried out, and it was a good fit, and we've gone from there.
Very nice, very nice. Hey, do you want to tell us about the Broken Hearts Club? Were you thinking of a Beatles thing and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, or was it more of like just where's everyone kind of in the Broken Hearts Club mood? What inspired it?
The Broken Hearts Club thing. It was Eric. Eric came up with the idea for it, and the way that all kind of came together, we had originally gone in, and at one point in time, we were just playing music, and I think Neil had said, you know, it's too bad that nobody's going to get to hear this stuff, or we can't record this, or something along those lines. And Eric said, why can't we? And so we just kind of started recording them, and we did them in little stops and starts. We did like three or four tunes, and then we did three tunes, and then another three tunes, and then when we were all done, we collectively looked at it and said, okay, well, and Eric said, this is, you know, it's kind of a, just the mood of the pieces all together are kind of, you know, they're not necessarily, they're kind of, you know, they're Broken Hearts songs.
Mm-hmm. The cover of the Broken Hearts Club CD that I have, is it a key that's broken? Is that what that is on the cover? I can't quite make it out.
No, that is probably a 1940s pickup truck.
Okay.
That Eric was on vacation somewhere, and he had seen it, and he took a picture of it. You're looking at the partial grill and the broken headlight.
Oh, it's a broken headlight. Okay. No, I thought it was the ignition, and like a key was broken, and so it was like kind of Broken Hearts, broken key, and the car won't start. But I get it. Mm-hmm. It's the grill. It's the headlight. I get it. It's smashed. Yeah. Yeah. I see.
Yep. And Eric had taken that, and he had showed it to us, and we were like, wow, that's a great photo. We should use that for something. And it just kind of got stuffed away and just, you know, dog-eared for, you know, as one of our ideas. And when we were kind of floating different ideas back and forth, that Eric had pulled that back out, and we were like, yeah, you know what? That's great. Let's use that.
Mm-hmm. And the back looks kind of like a sunset, like almost like a flaming sunset, kind of like orange and
red
sunset.
Yeah, I'm not really sure exactly where that came from. I think Eric had found that somewhere, and he threw up a couple of ideas for stuff we could use for a back cover, and that's the one that we picked out.
Just don't tell me it's a pickup truck.
It is not.
Okay. Excellent. Hey, I played Any Port in a Storm. I played Endless Dream. I just played Unsettled. Yep. In a few minutes, I'll be playing another track. What other track would you like me to play that you think my listeners would really enjoy? Because I want to cue it up.
A track that I'm particularly fond of that I think is it's a great jangly sort of melodically. It's right there. Is Something. We thought that, you know, that was probably the last tune that one of the last batch, and that was one of you know, we all kind of heard the final mix. That was one of the ones we felt was the strongest.
Okay, cool. Hey, I have a question for you. Do you want to stick around and play something and then come back again?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, cool. This is Something by the Cast Irons, and it's right here, right now, and we'll talk to Bob in just a few minutes. Here's Something.
It's all you do. You take from me, my little sweet girl. Today was the day you made us all cry. Tomorrow is another day when the sun still shines. Today, leave me when I
friend. We know no other. This is the end of another and another. We pick up all the pieces, leave the rest to dry. It's some sort of creature with five days eyes. You took from me my little sweet girl. Today was the day you made us all cry. Tomorrow is another day and the sun still shines.
Hey, Bob, I wonder if you presented that to Morrissey, if you would sing Something Died in Me Today and I Haven't Got an Ascot to Wear. I mean, well, how would Morrissey handle that song?
Could,
what do you think?
Something
died in me. Oh, bloody hell. My, oh, my. Oh,
I love God. Morrissey, by the way.
Yeah, no, I could imagine good old Mr. Morrissey doing... doing that song. Something died in me today.
I'm a bigger fan of Johnny Marr, though. I love Johnny Marr.
Oh, I mean, it's one of those splits that you wonder, ah, what were you guys thinking? What's the matter with you? Ah, you know, it's the Police, it's the Smiths, the Jam, the Clash. It's kind of these Brit groups. They do six albums that are amazing, and then they just split, and it's like, what the, ah, you know, it's like, come on, folks. I mean, Morrissey and Marr, bury the hatchet, do something together. I mean, both, they need each other.
Well, Johnny Marr's been doing some decent stuff the last couple of years.
They both did some wonderful things.
He can sing.
Don't misunderstand me. They're both on their own wonderful, but as you know, it's the sum of the parts. I mean, wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hey, that was really catchy. I like that one a lot. I know MFO, the station here, has been playing Any Port in a Storm quite a bit, so it was nice to hear something else on the album that I think has a lot of great stuff on there. I enjoy that quite a bit.
Thank you very much.
Hey, if you could tell us more about the band and where you're playing, and then I'm going to play, is it okay afterwards, I'll play track number 10. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Red, by the way, track Red.
That's another one that we that's something that's been floating around for, oh, geez, probably the better part of maybe 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years, and mm-hmm. Those guys, Eric and this, when we were still working as a three-piece, Eric and Neil had shown up over here to do a practice, and I had been pulling around, you know, screwing around with it, messing around with that chord progression for a while, and then I finally felt that it was good enough to show it to those guys, and I showed it to Eric, and he pulled out a sheet of lyrics and went, hey, here we go. And it was very organic, and it just happened almost immediately.
Terrific. No.
Wonderful thing when it happens like that.
Yeah, it really is. So that will be the song Red, and in about a minute I'll be playing it. And Bob, you're playing at the Midway Cafe, and is that the 7 o'clock show?
Yes.
And the date once again?
July 7th.
July 7th at the Midway Cafe. The Cast Irons with their new record, The Broken Hearts Club. And this is Bob from the band. Bob, I really, really appreciate you calling, and thank you for the CD. I'm enjoying it.
On,
you got it. And I'll be playing Red. Any last words? You want to shout out to anybody?
Just Neil, Eric, and Brian, and Corey, and these guys are all fantastic musicians, and they're a joy to work with.
Excellent. Hey, Bob, thank you very much. I'll be talking to you very soon, and have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you, Ben.
All right, take it easy. Bye-bye. Here's Red. It's Cast Irons.
didn't mean to shut me out and close the door. When I took the dive to the dive, a friend in need you were. Are you ready? Just keep in steady. Your skies are red like war. They changed. Your skin is shed again. You never listened, and now you're missing a battle once fought, but never.
There was Red by the Cast Irons from their latest